All right.
Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcast out of unceded Musqueam territories. My name is Simon Armstrong.
I'm Alex Biron.
You're listening to Vancouverite, your favorite comedy talk show, morning show.
Your favorite morning show on Thursday morning based out of Vancouver on 101.9.
No,
let's
narrow down that. It's your favorite show of all
time.
It's
your favorite comedy show of all time.
And you love it.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how much we hate mornings. Just
yeah.
Great. For
breaking new ground.
Having a... You know, mornings really suck.
Do they?
My leg is caught in the
Well, I think people
wire.
Like to hear that. I think people, because what do they get on other morning shows? Hey, guys!
Yeah.
So happy to be here.
You know, I read this thing on Twitter. It says...
Kesha is... I just feel exuberant today. You know? I don't think that's really...
That's peppy. Not real.
That's not real.
They're trying to be peppy.
No one likes peppy.
And
they have it forced down their throats. So, you know, at least you get a little reality here.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality...
What?
We just heard Grimes.
Oh, yeah. There we go. What reality. A transition that was. Good for you.
Yeah.
If you want to call the show, it's 604... UBC-CITR. That's 604-UBC-CITR.
We'd love a call. Don't think, hey, do I need, like, some content or is there any precedent? Is there going to be, like, a screener? No, we'll just put you on the air.
Nah, you'll just go right to air.
Yep. You want to scream some horrific thing?
I mean, please don't.
Do not encourage it. But,
yeah.
You know.
But you can, I guess.
Call in and then don't say that thing. But use that energy and spirit to channel a...
To say good things.
Another conversation.
Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you can be peppy for us. Hey, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Call somebody peppy out there.
Someone out there, be peppy. We also have an email if you're nervous about talking on the phone or something. 604podcast@gmail.com. We do a podcast called the same thing, called Vancouverite, and you can find that on iTunes. We just released an episode with one of our favorite guests, Stuart Jones. That's up there now, so... And Gavin Clarkson, who's also a very funny guy. We were hoping to get Stuart in here. We've been hoping to get Stuart in here for a long time. He works on campus.
He finally came out and said it, though.
Yeah,
when
it's true.
He
it's
just,
true.
Look, guys, I don't want to do it.
He was like,
early in the morning.
It's early.
Nobody wants to.
I know. Yeah. We started this radio show in the morning. We went, you know what? There's going to be listeners. There's going to be, you know, comics are going to be willing to come in because they can, or call in because they can plug their shows for the following night on the weekend. It's Thursday.
True.
And how?
Well, there could be listeners. There's no way of tracking that.
There's one way of tracking it. Call in. It's 604.
Okay.
604 UBC.
Let's not harp on them too much.
Yeah,
you
right.
know,
all
it's,
right,
it's
all
okay.
Right, all right. What's going on? You're tired and grumpy this morning.
Tired and grumpy. Had some bad dreams.
Uh-huh.
I don't sleep well when I know I have to get up at 6.
Like it's weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Like, when I know I can sleep forever, immediately hits the pillow. But when I know, okay, it's crucial that I fall asleep quickly here because I need to get as much sleep as possible.
Yeah.
I just don't fall asleep.
It's impending doom.
It's 11:50 and I go, okay, I need at least 6 hours of sleep and I have to wake up at 6.
Yeah.
So... I'll go to sleep at 11:50. I'll be asleep by 12.
Yeah,
it's like
1:30
a.m.
You're like panicking,
yeah.
Scratching, itching.
Sometimes I pretend like I'm just slipping away.
Yeah.
Almost asleep here. Oh, isn't this pleasant? And then, no.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. You got this little conversation with yourself in your head going,
I'm almost asleep.
You know what? It's okay if I just lie here with my eyes open. Eventually, I'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
My eyes are still open.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about McDonald's. I haven't had McDonald's in a long time. No, I have to go to sleep. Yeah.
The worst is if you start thinking about sexy thoughts.
Sexy sauce.
And you know, this is going nowhere.
Yeah.
What did I say?
No, I did. I went sexy sauce. Huh?
You were trying to say sexy socks.
Sexy.
Because it's now, you're so associated with
it. I wanted to bring that up, actually. We, in our podcast, I talked about some interactions that I've had with socks that maybe I can't say on the radio. But
some one-handed...
Well, yeah. Some ham-handed references. Okay, here we go. And someone commented about it on the iTunes page. They said they titled it Concerned. 5 stars, so I mean, that's always helpful.
Yeah.
Concerned. Can we please have a moment of silence for the graveyard of crusty socks that Simon assaults daily in a fit of perverted rage, just to be thrown under his bed to collect dust in the depths of the darkest corner of his bed, never to see the light of day again. This is so poetic.
I mean, when you think about Pixar, how they give objects personalities, you know, like, just think of your little socks. Oh, no! I imagine it kind of like Chicken Run, you know, where they're all pulling together and they know one of them is going to get pulled out. By the god hand that does like horrible things to them.
It's like bump.
It's Jimmy, no!
I think a bump in the night, you know, where it's all, did you ever see that show with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a cool show.
That was a cool show.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I think of a glob. One of the characters would be
a hump in the crusty. Night.
They continued their review by saying, I'm starting a GoFundMe campaign to raise awareness and to support the socks that have lost their partners from this crime against nature. And then a hashtag that maybe I can't read. If you want to read it, you can check it out on iTunes under the reviews. But
you could probably say that hashtag, but don't want to risk it.
No socks on...
Male roosters.
Male roosters, yeah.
Yeah.
Male roosters.
Let's get into that Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, we got a little video to play here. Let's see.
Sometimes news comes out like a couple days ago, and it's not super timely, but I think it's still pretty entertaining. So,
okay, here we go.
This is what is it? Set it up.
Okay, I mean, you brought the video in, so I'll set it up.
Yeah. Well, just read the title.
Yeah. Donald Trump TV ad campaign, ad commercial 2016.
And there's a check mark at the end.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's like verified by Trump?
How do you get that character? Anyways, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm Donald Trump, and I
mean, why would it be loud and coming through the speakers at all? Can pretend it's something else, but Donald Trump there's no sound coming. Islamic terrorism.
Because
I'm not wearing the headphones.
You are a dope. You're a dope. You refuse to wear the head. Okay, let me explain something to you. When you turn a microphone
let's
on.
Let's reset this.
Yeah, let's reset this, yeah. When you turn the microphone on, you can't have something coming out of the speakers because it would cause what's known as a feedback loop.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Absolutely does. So let's...
Hey, I have got good news for you. What's the best thing that could happen
right now? Oh, my God. Look who it is. Okay, you got to go let him in.
Okay, I can make up for my mistake by letting in one of Vancouver's finest comedians.
There he is. Stuart Jones is here, everybody. Alex is briskly on his way to the front door to open the locked CITR studios. I've been waiting for Stuart to come in for so long. It's so good to see him. He looks chipper, wide awake, can't wait. Oh, here he comes. He's being ushered through on a bed of rose petals. Here we go.
We even set that up right where it was like, I don't know if he'll come in.
Oh. I don't, It's perfect.
Man, that's great. Okay, so Stuart, come in, take a seat, hop on mic. Third mic. What a third mic today.
Stuart, you made it.
Yes, I did.
How's it going?
Oh,
God.
Mornings, right?
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, I meant to be here sooner, but...
Were you listening to the show?
You have bad luck with the buses.
Oh, here we go. Buses, mornings.
Yeah.
Covering everything.
I'm trying to relate to people out there.
That's right.
It's like, you know when you're like, I'm going to catch that number 3 bus, but then it goes right by you, and you're like, there'll probably be another one soon, but then you look further ahead and the other one has already gone by, and then you're like... You know what?
So just missing buses, basically.
Missing buses,
No, you're excused. You did pretty well. Well, not really, considering you start at 8:30, but it's all right. We're getting into a Donald Trump TV ad campaign, so put on your headphones.
Are those plugged in? Let's see. Let's see if this works. Are they plugged in?
Looks like it.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
The politicians can pretend it's something else, but Donald Trump calls it radical Islamic terrorism. That's why he's calling for a temporary shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until we can figure out what's going on.
Okay, pause it.
Okay.
No political ad should ever have "figure out" in it. Until we can kind of get to the bottom of this mess.
Can we darn tootin'.
Professional language here.
All right.
This and take their oil. And he'll stop illegal
immigration. Go back a bit. That's a great moment.
Head off ISIS and take their oil.
immigration by Wait a building minute.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Hold on a second.
Is this the parody of that? No, it's the ad.
Yeah, no.
It's the ad.
I thought, you know what? When this first started playing, I went, oh, no, we're playing the wrong ad. We're playing an ad that is attacking Donald Trump. But no, this is a...
Yeah.
Well, at least he's being nice and honest, you know?
Yeah,
it's
for
not
sure.
Like, we're going to democratize. We're going to,
No, see, you think... Because you think that, oh, yeah, usually politicians come in and they end up doing pretty evil things. So at least Trump is saying, no, he's just going to do things even worse than this if he gets elected.
Yeah.
Nobody ever hits the mark that they establish in their ads.
I mean, they kind of have to go back on all their promises. So maybe he would just do really nice stuff.
And, whoa.
Like, that would be the craziest. All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear this.
Muslims entering the United States until we can figure out what's going on. Cut the head off ISIS and take their oil.
It's like a nice little like...
That's crazy.
You like oil?
Yeah.
And take their oil. And he'll stop illegal immigration by building a wall on our southern border that Mexico will pay for.
We will make America great again.
It's really fantastic. It's really dumbed down for people.
Yeah.
And we will take the oil stuff that they've got going on.
He'll get the bad guys.
And build a big old Mexico wall. Yeah!
They gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
I'll tell
you. Are they?
Yeah. Are they really?
It
doesn't sound very inspiring, you know?
Like, that doesn't sound great.
At the end there, when he says, make America great again, he's like spitting it out. He's like screaming it at people. We're going to make it great again. Like, he's not even happy about it.
He's really not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's funny that he's saying that they're going to make Mexico pay for that wall. I think Mexico just, like, the cartel, one of the huge, like...
See?
One of the huge cartel people just released a statement saying, we're going to kill you, ISIS, if you keep interrupting our heroin trading. You know? It's like... Yeah, are you really going to, like, we all know who's really in charge in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's like.
I think they murdered the mayor after 24 hours
in
Mexico City.
In her house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead, be mayor.
No, I got no problem with that.
Just send Pedro and.
Can you imagine some guys in hard hats like, you know, just building a wall and then, you know, the cartel.
They find an underground tunnel. Do you think we should pave over to this? You know what? I think we should not mess around with the underground tunnels. So then we've got this huge, expensive wall, and every like mile or two, there's a perfectly usable tunnel.
What are they going to do? Send them the bill? Like, what? How are you making Mexico?
Send them the bill.
Well, you know,
$2 billion.
I have an invoice here for evil, bad cartel man. Here you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Please pay up cash. Bloodstained cash would work. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna do some drywalling at my place and make you pay for it.
Okay.
Simon.
Well, yeah.
I keep sneaking
into your house. I can't help it.
That'd be great. Just buying things and then assuming that your friends and family are like, hey.
Not even. Just people you're openly aggressive towards.
Yeah, it's not even.
Yeah, it's your worst enemy.
Mexico's not their friends.
No.
Well.
I mean, not his friend.
Not Trump's friend. He shot himself in the foot there.
Yeah.
All Mexicans are rapists and murderers. If you just, you know, we need some money for the
wall
to keep you out.
Yeah, because we don't like you. Foolish. That's a hilarious
idea. What a brilliant businessman.
He's all about taking things and making things happen, though. Like, you know, he's got no, we'll take their oil. He's just going to, that's all. He's there's no plan for that. We're just going to take their oil. We're going to cut their heads off and take their oil.
That'll fix everything. You know what's going to really end the terrorism problem?
What?
Saying.
Let's hear it. Let's hear what your.
So.
Okay.
You know how, like, all of the Muslims that are kind of on the edge, like, their families have been bombed and they're having a pretty rough go.
Yeah.
But they're still good people, so they're going to come to America and start better lives. We're going to say no to all those people and just leave them kind of with ISIS. And because, you know, they're not going to become new terrorists.
No.
Because it cuts the head off. And then we're going to go in and take their oil.
Yeah.
And then we can maybe take some prisoners to build the wall, too.
I mean, in the video, it doesn't even show them going in. It shows, like, aerial drone strikes. So it's not even that. It's...
I love this because it's like Trump wants – one of his priorities is to stop ISIS. Do you think that's not the priority? You think Obama's – somebody's coming to him like, hey, do you think we should do something about it? You know what? I'm going to say no.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe someone else will come along that thinks ISIS is a problem and has some sort of a plan to stop it. You know, Trump's like, I've got a good idea. Why don't we stop ISIS?
Yeah.
No, we never thought of.
And they, take their oil.
What? Oh, oil's important? Oh. We were going to leave the oil and not stop ISIS.
I mean.
You're a genius.
Wow.
I know.
Unbelievable.
What a guy. Yeah, and once you take all their oil and then there's extreme poverty, I'm sure things will be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Once it's like, yeah.
You better kill everyone.
That won't create further hate groups.
Yeah,
that
no,
kill
not
America.
At all.
It's because they get, like, people that watch this ad, they're really the bottom of the intelligent, like the bottom of the intelligent.
I'm
right there with them. They watch this and they go, like, they don't understand that ISIS is just a name for like one group of an ongoing, like, problem based around poverty and extremism that's always been around.
Yeah,
that's a symptom. They just go ISIS. Big bad, that's like a supervillain to them. So once you've stopped them, it's like, whew, problem solved.
We got them.
Yeah. Every last one.
Did you hear about that militia in Oregon?
Yes.
Where the guy was grazing his cows on the government land and they wanted to charge him like it was a preserve for turtles. They're like, no, that grass is for turtles, not for your cows, sir. And so they're charging him like $15 million or something for the grazing fees. And he's just saying no. He's just, absolutely not. And then there's this weird intermingling of all the families down there. I read an article.
Is this the Oregon, like, the takeover?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's different accounts. Like, I read this article about it like three times.
I didn't know turtles were involved.
Yeah, the turtles are deep in this. And but the weirdest thing about it is that
they're beheading turtles on camera. You're precious.
Make a turtle soup, boys. No, I read this article and there's a part of it that says, reporters were told the woods were chock full of militiamen. We looked but couldn't find them. When we asked, they said, oh, they're just hiding. And that was it. They're like, there are lots of militiamen in there, boys. You better be careful.
They're like Robin Hood.
They're just hiding. They're behind that bush over there. Don't look, though.
Yeah.
They're hiding.
So you can just tell people there's I'm protesting City Hall. We've got ninjas all over
in.
There. Yeah. You won't see them.
They're
stealthy. But you should be afraid. Very afraid.
All right. Stuart, what are you doing? What's going on?
Well.
Gotta go to work.
You're
in
so
four
tired.
Minutes.
You gotta go to
yeah,
work. Well, yeah, I wanted you
to
say some plugs so we can go to break here and
some plugs.
Yeah,
oh,
where
goodness.
Are you performing?
Well, next week I'm gonna be at Benny's Bagels.
Okay,
I haven't done Benny's before. Have you been there?
I have.
Yeah, how is it?
It's great.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Why don't you go into it thinking...
A stunning review. Great.
Yeah.
I mean, where else can you get...
Tony the Tiger would say.
Where else can you get comedy and bagels? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
So it's got that going
anywhere
for it.
Anywhere in New York, probably.
Right, but we're not in New York.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so Benny's. There's always the open mic Sundays, 12 Kings Pub. It's a great spot. And 2 weeks from now, I'll be on King's Head, which is an amazing comedy show in Kitsilano. And
that's a good show.
That's what's coming up.
Stuart is so
me.
Tired that he has a tear.
I've never
rolling
seen him so
down
tired.
His face.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
For coming in.
No, he's just
like,
crying over
like
his
15 minutes early.
He's got a real
I know.
Tear.
I wasn't kidding.
Oh yeah, it was
oh my god.
And...
yeah.
Stuart needs a big gulp of coffee right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
and a
to
cigarette.
Go grab that.
And then you're gonna have to go to the bathroom.
Go to
and
the.
Then you'll be ready.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
I gotta go hit up that uppercase here
right.
in
coffee yeah. shop.
AMS.
Plug in that as well. Okay, thanks for coming in, man. And
thank
you're always
you.
Welcome.
One time I'll actually be here for the full time, and I won't be crying.
All right,
have
we'll
a
be
good show, boys.
We'll be right back.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
The
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
With an army of Spartans, spawn with a knife in a missile fight. Get your intel right, your intelligence is irrelevant, but it's definite. I spit more than speech impediments. Brooklyn's the residence, the best, and it's evident. We got them because PE nuts like they elephants. Throw them in a truck if they hate, though. We don't give a fuck as long as we collect our peso. Y'all collect pesos, y'all money ain't right here. I got them girls next to the wood like they like, yeah. I'm right here, trying to get a bud, trying to pollinate. Steve's got that presidential, just time to inaugurate my PE conglomerates. By the PEE on any wanna be E, weak MC, near a model, leave him empty. Congratulate the semi-auto. Fire flames, put it like Komoto. No time for fake people, they be simming like Komora. I'm the Emporer in search of Theodora. My heart go. Hispanic like Dora when shots blast. See, I was raised that way. I'm from a place where they raise that K. Like every day and every way and everywhere you go. Just ain't safe. The only thing that I can say to you is pray. Cause when start equipping and throw the clip in, your blood dripping and got you slipping under the victim. Don't know what hit them through his spinal. Just another man who defeated by survival. That's your biggest rival in your whole life. These bars you can't handle, you better hold tight. They saying I'm the best, I'm like you're so right. Still ain't got enough shine to last the whole night.
Yo, the police, every corrupt politician on Wall Street, PE, public enemy, assassinator. That. Everything, son. Government. Listening.
What? Energy? It's like 6 million ways to die, my nigga choose one. Doomsday coming, start investing in a few guns. New gets, booby checks and bazooka jets. Better play your cards right, no booster packs. Everybody claim he used to rap, but these ain't even punchlines no more. I'm abusing tracks, leaving instrumentals blue and black. I'm in Marty McFly mode, so tell them that the future's back. Riding on hoverboards, wiping out motherboards. Stop spitting fire cause my mother... Your lung is scorched. King Arthur when he swung his sword. A King Arthur, I ain't even used a pen in like a month or four. I had a hard time writing lyrics. Now I'm way overhead. Science fiction, you can try and get it. I've been a flyest with it. With a minor find of interest for your finest interest. They say hard work pays off. Well, tell the base guard, don't quit his day job. Cause PE's about to take off with protons and electrons. Told me that's an A-bomb. Ridiculous. Finger to the president, screaming censorship. If Obama got that president election, and then PE boys about to make an intervention. What I once said, I want the bloodshed. Cause nowadays, for respect, you gotta pump lead. I guess Columbine was listening to Shaka Khan, and Pokemon wasn't getting recognized at Comic Con. It's like we've been content with losing, and half our students falling victim to the institution. Jobs are scarce since the scientific revolution, and little kids are shooting Uzis cause it's given to them. Little weapon, code name Smith and Wesson, and you'll be quick to catch a bullet like an interception. If your man's trying to disrespect it, send a message and it's over in a millisecond.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness. I must have slept for a long passages. Time. And it must have this been noise, however, is all silent and I hear only as a faint whistle. I did not hear it all as night I was on Berlin, although it must certainly have been there. Can my evidence still left to speak, audible only to the ear of the householder, seem to me that the beast has ever even heard me? It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Vancouverite. I wanted to say thank you to Stuart for making it in. He looks so tired, but well done, Stuart. You finally made it. We have another guest, though. I guess a show regular. I don't want to say favorite because
he's not.
He's not good. We told him last time to stop coming in, but I don't know. He just keeps showing up. So apparently,
I'm ready, boys.
Well, yeah. God. Oh God.
He has coffee breath. How would you describe that?
Well, I got it out of an old dumpster, and
that's very honest.
I'm not too sure that it was coffee. It might have been garbage juice.
All right, Eddie, you got to step up to the microphone. You're a trained, I think, radio veteran. What do you have for us today?
I seriously doubt he has any training at all.
What he's a one
he did take
day...
the mandatory CITR yeah. training.
That's well as you have to do. As you,
yeah,
I failed that.
Okay, well, don't say that. You can't. Can't. And what do you have today? What are you pointing at? Nothing. Okay. Eddie, what do you got today?
I wrote an article for 24 hours, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't believe. What do you mean you wrote an article for
published
24?
Author?
That's yeah.
That's like a pretty serious.
You could check it out on page 16. Confessions of an It Girl. It's my new article I'm writing. And I wanted to read this to you. I thought it was such a great piece. I'm so proud of it. All right. Yeah, you can, I guess, go ahead. Whatever. It's titled Year of the Hashtag Dad Hat. Okay. And? So lately, I've been strutting through the city in a oversized San Francisco Giants baseball cap gifted to me from a gent I dated in the fall. And by dated, I mean I was his love slave. And a gent, I mean your everyday average tin garbage can. What? What are you? Rat infested. It's the hat is basic canvas. There's no snapback to it. There is, however, a large mustard stain on the brim and a little rat pee. Okay, I don't. Okay, go ahead. The brim isn't overly curved, but it isn't flat brimmed either. It's as basic as a hat can get, and I wear it like a badge of honor, just like my herpes scars. Okay. I wear it like a badge of honor, similar to the way women wear their men's button-down shirts in the morning after, or don the staple boyfriend jean look. What is the boyfriend jean look? I don't know. I was channeling my inner it girl when I wrote this. But it wasn't until I was flipping through my favorite guilty pleasure next to injecting heroin into my eyeball. Which is reading trashy tabloid magazines. The other day, I realized.
Did you just well, say
what's going on?
Injecting heroin into your eyeball?
Absolutely not. I would never partake of that
did,
if you're offering.
You did literally say that.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Allegedly, right?
No, allegedly is when you get charged with something. I just heard you say that.
I don't know what you mean. I live under the Portman Bridge.
Yeah, you've mentioned that.
A few times.
I actually saw you on Google Maps.
And? Really? How was I looking?
You were... you were going to the bathroom under the Portman Bridge.
I live there.
Yeah, street view.
Oh.
Maybe when they drive by with the little camera on top, that's street view. Everyone can see you now. Anyone that looks up the Portman Bridge... You have some sort of shanty town down there.
Oh, looks like Eddie, get out of here. We got a caller. Let's see what's going on. Hi, what's going on?
You're on the air.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name's Madeline.
Hi, Madeline.
Hey, I have a couple questions for your guest.
Really, not a guest is someone
who
you allow into your home willingly. This is more of a I don't know. Intruder.
Well, how would you describe the gentleman in studio with you right now?
Dirty.
Grizzled.
Would you describe him as a gentleman?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
He's a rat face sneak, I would call him.
He's already
admitted.
Well, we let him in. We bring him in intentionally.
Well, he took the CITR training. He took a tour and apparently now is sitting in on our show every week.
I don't know why. We let him in one time And now, I guess he just keeps coming back.
Well, perhaps you should exercise more executive control.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. Eddie, I'm going to exercise some executive control. Come here for a second.
What's going on?
Look, we've really appreciated you coming in and hanging out. Simon, how do...
Well, I don't know how to do this.
Who has more seniority in this show?
I don't know.
We don't want you to.
You guys want to bring me on permanently?
No. We actually want you to permanently not.
You want me to bring more material and prove myself?
No.
You know what? Here, Eddie. I want you to go do some field reporting.
Okay.
For the next year, and then you come back with some stories.
That seems like a long time.
Let's make it 2 years.
Oh.
If he lives under the Portman Bridge, you shouldn't have any trouble coming up with material or good content.
Most of the material is burlap and dirt.
I think
in
she
terms
mean...
of human stories, though, I'm guessing there are other people who live there who are equally colorful.
Yeah, who do you live with down there, Eddie?
There's a mole man...
It's a mole man.
Named Wembelstinkel, and he resembles a mole.
Okay.
And is, in fact, a mole.
In that he's furry and burrows?
Yes.
Or does he just have a long face?
No, I think Eddie's literally describing a mole.
He's very furry with splayed legs.
Do you talk to him like Tom Hanks in Castaway? Wilson?
I put a newspaper cap on him. And we sing shanty tunes.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
And also, my boyfriend, who is a rat-infested garbage can, named Steven. And I live with him as well. I mentioned I was his love slave. And I think I could find some
love
great...
Slave. That's saucy
for 8:30
a.m.
Oh!
It is, I think it's Mental Health Month, or at least it is for Belle. You can text a lot. Speaking of...
Really?
Problems, which Eddie clearly has.
Yeah.
Are you on medication or anything?
If I could afford it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Madeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the show, guys. Keep it up. Listening in every Thursday.
That's good.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Well, Eddie's still here.
Still here. Still stinking up the room. And go sit in the corner.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I bombed last night.
Oh, no.
Had a good...
Where at?
At Seven Dining Lounge.
Okay.
Comedy. I'd like to do the open mics. You know, you do a club, and then as a comedian, you go and you try to just... I get this idea in my head, like, you know, I'm just going to go up there. I'm just going to talk to them, you know?
Okay.
I don't need setups, punchlines.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm just gonna relate.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look them in the eye, and then and you get up there and you go, oh no, I need all those things.
What happened?
I just went. The same thing happens every time.
Okay.
And this is gonna sound like I forget that this happens every time. This will happen again.
Yeah.
I get up there and I start panicking and I go, call out some subjects, guys. I'll make a joke on the fly. Just say anything.
Oh,
and then
no.
There's about 4 seconds of silence.
Oh,
and then
no.
Johnny Paul.
Yeah. Who's the
at
host.
The back.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes, jokes. And then everybody loses it.
Oh.
And it's the biggest laugh during my experiment. Is him killing off me. It's just, it's so embarrassing.
That is a great...
But it's always funny. Because there's so much tension.
Yeah.
And then it's just humiliating a man on stage. Hey, I got an update, Simon.
Okay.
For you.
What's going on?
What, when you've made fun of me in the past, what do you think has been your main target?
Either nose or balding, I guess.
Balding.
Okay.
Now, went to the doctor.
Okay.
Like how you, let's see the, get another one in there.
I get the top 10 list out. I don't know. Stupidity.
Okay. Went to the doctor.
Okay.
Oafishness. A lumbering... There's a lot of words you've used.
Yeah.
Oaf is actually one of the better ones, because I think an oaf is lovable.
Yeah.
But lunkhead, things like that. Anyway, we're getting off track.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor yesterday. mm-hmm. and I was talking to her about my septum, my breathing problems.
Oh, yeah, then we had another thing.
Yeah, that's my nose, so yeah. you got yeah, to that.
True.
And that's... having breathing problems, but you know, you can talk about like two things when you talk to the doctor. You get two things per visit. Okay. So the other thing, I was like, you know, I'm losing my hair.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got these pills.
Oh, okay.
She's like, a lot of my patients take them.
Okay.
And have noticed hair growth.
Okay, wow, so you're on board.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, how quickly can we get these in my mouth? I mean,
yeah.
Get me the... And she's like, well, I need to legally tell you, there is a 1% chance.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm waiting for the sentence to end. I'm like, but honestly, I mean, like, if the end of the sentence is a 1% chance of
death.
Yeah. I'm still on board.
Okay.
I'm liking those odds.
Death is something you don't have to deal with, though.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's only 1%. You have a 1% chance of death every day.
Every day, yeah. Like, probably higher.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about.
I know. What is the problem?
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
And I'm like, that sounds like a blessing.
You can move on.
I'm going to have a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Lots of time.
Yeah.
For you to take care of my tasks.
Learn Portuguese.
She has this idea, I think the doctor is like, you're obviously in this like great relationship and your partner just is going to be so disappointed by the fact, it just means I'm not going to be hassling her as much.
That's true.
She's going to be going on walks, having great intellectual conversations, and she'll be running her hands.
I don't think that's not a side effect, is it? Increased intelligence?
Yeah. I'm just going to be, that'd be so great.
So are you going to do it?
I'm doing it.
What are they really for? Are they hair growth pills? Or are they for something else? And hair growth is a side effect.
I'm pretty sure they lower your testosterone. So I'm just going to be even more. Just.
Oh no.
I went to the pharmacy and they were like, "Okay, we need to, take these, pills." Yeah. But you need to cut each pill into four quadrants, and eat one every day, so it's like a quarter of a pill every day. And I was like, well, why don't you just make the pills smaller?
Yeah.
They're like, we're not sure. They come like this. I'm like, okay, well, can you cut the pills for me? And they're like, well, we only have females on staff today, and a man would have to do it because, you know, if we touch like the dust from these pills, we become infertile.
What?
So
I'm
pretty sure this isn't safe for me to take.
No.
But hair...
I mean, the general practitioner at the free clinic said you can go ahead.
Yeah.
So I think you're good.
No, it was my family doctor.
Okay. All
right. I did wait also the longest I've ever waited, by the way. To, you know, like you go in the little room and then you wait. It was like, it was like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I was going insane. Yeah. So she might have just cooked up this story to like please me, to keep me as a patient. Like, hair, woohoo! But it worked. Oh, boy, did it work. Got high hopes.
What do you mean it worked?
I'm feeling good.
What? That's not the point of the pills, though.
The point of the pills is to give me hope.
You know what they're asking for by saying, sir, we need you to cut these up into four. You're going to be, 2 weeks from now, you're going to be ruffling through that desert on your head, sure. And you're going to be going, this isn't working. I'll take half of one, maybe. That's what they're asking for.
Yeah,
they're gonna go
because it's not safe.
No,
a quarter of a pill does nothing. But that's the 1% chance, sort of safe amount. But they go, all right, we need to encourage.
Yeah.
A full pill. Now that's a 50% chance of death.
I mean, they make them in full size. Yeah. So
I'll take two.
Yeah. I need some hair.
Double down.
Oh.
Your heart has been growing hair. It's now clogging your arteries.
You're going to be a Sasquatch. All right, we gotta go to break, but...
oh, no!
I know. We'll be right back.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean... When you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within. But then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture.
Back.
Hello. Welcome back.
To Vancouver, right? your favorite morning show on CITR.
If you want to contact us, you can reach us at 604podcast@gmail.com. And phones are open, too, 604-UBC-CITR.
What are you doing right now, Sean? Yeah. Steve? I just gave you two. There's got to be a Steve listening.
Absolutely.
Call in Steve.
John. There's a John listening.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Just made all the Johns feel like, oh, he knows.
Hey, John. Thanks for listening.
You've been thinking of popping that question to Elise. How great would that be?
Elise, that's
a bit too
John. Smooth. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
They're driving right now. I just ruined their.
I live in Burnaby.
What's up?
I have to walk to school. Or walk at least to the bus stop, which is a 15-20 minute walk, right?
Yes.
I see the number of dead rats that I see soaking wet and just dead, lying there in the middle of the road is outrageous. It's a lot. And I saw one yesterday that was particularly gruesome. I guess like it had been running up the street, and a car coming from behind it had just... And so, much like a tube of toothpaste, the innards had expelled itself through its mouth, and its tongue and gums included. And so it looked like a...
So good drive time radio for you.
It looked... I could see its teeth, like, you know, at the front of it, and it was a full... It was horrible.
That's horrific.
And I've seen so many dead rats. Like, people love talking about the big one. Right, because we had an earthquake last week.
Sure.
And everyone's talking about
the small one.
Well, yeah. And everyone's going, oh, my God, we're going to die in an earthquake. What are we going to do? Yeah. I've got to get my kit ready.
Sure.
But I live in a basement suite. I'm more concerned about rats eating me alive. Because the amount that I've seen dead, you know, there's 300% more alive crawling all over you at any moment in time.
Although I do like the image of you just... slowly fending off rats like Liam Neeson in The Gray until you have a showdown with the one master rat.
Like Tiny Tim with a toothpick.
It just cuts to black.
Oh, you spoiled that one, didn't you? No, but I'm serious. I
know
him,
you are.
I see him running between bushes and stuff. I think Burnaby, just trying to get...
You hear them chattering?
Yeah.
And they want revenge. How badly do they want to squeeze us?
Oh,
so that our innards come out.
I've seen one of the worst things I've seen involving a rat was in a mouse trap where the barb or the whatever the wire.
Was this when you worked at a grocery store?
Yes, had hit it at the bridge of the nose. And its eyeballs had just had been propelled from its head.
Oh, you think that felt good? That probably hurt a little bit, wouldn't you say, for the rat?
Wouldn't say it was painless. I don't know. Not exactly humane.
You think when that rat woke up that morning, you thought, I wonder if my eyes are going to get catapulted
out of
my
skull? I saw one
that
got its leg caught in the trap, and it was up in an attic, right, in a loft, and it ran. It scurried off the edge and fell from the attic with its trap attached to its broken leg.
Oh, God.
Some of the most horrible, gruesome things I've ever seen in my life... Have happened to rats. And I feel like there's some sort of karma headed my way just for having witnessed that.
Right.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, there's no free lunch.
No.
There's no free rat viewing.
Absolutely not.
You're going to get your comeuppance. Well...
All right, we're going to play one more song, and then we'll be right back to wrap this up.
The look that made me stress this man. getting kinda late at the Monmouth Institute to a cool ruler tribute. Me and my hydrants en route. Sipping some magic tea from a college tree, I cut myself. Showed up on the scene, I'm on the list. 3 plus myself. Crammer's on the set and JFX was up next. Channel Rock was ready to wreck and DJ High is on deck. I read vibrations at me, hypnotized, and split was in order. I pulled one out and then like thighs with this true root starter. She said I pulled some real deal from a hill in Garberville. Sample my gardening skills, tell me how it make you feel. Took a whip, God's gift, what a sweet, sweet strain. The sin of a woman, both her and Mary Jane. It's holy aromatherapy, prepared to do me carefully. She said she's usually shy, I should feel special that she's there with me to share with me. And Dr. O was magnetized, she wanted to be my night nurse. The look of love was in her eyes.
Going on.
All right, welcome back. That's just about it for us, but who's coming up next? What do we got?
We've got the community living show with disabled people doing community talks, inclusive. You can get your community fix. And we'll be back next Thursday, 8 to 9 a.m.
every week. And if you want to contact us, it's 604podcast@gmail.com. We do have a podcast that we do, so check iTunes. Uncensored, although I think maybe we ran the line today, but you know.
And buy some David Cross tickets, support local comedy, Todd Barry, all the other good shows coming up at Just for Laughs Northwest. God bless.